Blog Talk Radio. when he decided to obey, Lord, you had the whale to open his mouth and he spewed Jonah out, the big fish. God, we ask this morning that as we come in before you to obey you, that God, you would bring us out of the belly of the big fish today in the name of Jesus. Help us to come out, oh God, in obedience unto you. But Father, when our ways please you, oh hallelujah, there's nothing you won't do for us. Father, I thank you for the wisdom that you've given unto me for the sake of your people. Hallelujah. And that you would be glorified. Hey, God. So that you would be lifted up. So that we could walk upright before you. Those that you've used me to bless. And that God, even my family members can be blessed by you. Thank you for the wisdom this morning. Father, I'm no better than no one else. It's just that I decide to obey you the best that I believe that I can, and I yet don't believe it's enough. Because, Father, I want to do more for your people when I speak. I want healing to come instantly, if it be your will. Not my will, but your will. When I speak, Lord, I want lives changed unto you. Yet not my will, but your will be done. Hey, Lord Jesus. When I speak finances on people, Lord, I want the money to instantly come. But again, not my will, but your will be done. Hey, Lord. So this morning, Father, we yield everything unto you. We yield our all unto you this day in the name of Jesus. And Lord, not only you use us in your service to bless your people, but we'll be walking testimonies unto you. Father, you can't shut us up. We don't want to shut up. We want to speak. We want to talk of your wondrous works and make known your deeds among the people. We want to cry out loud against the flesh because there's no good thing in our flesh. Our flesh gets us in trouble over and over if we yield to our flesh. Strengthen us today in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost. Strengthen us today in your Spirit, Father. Again, the Holy Ghost. We know that your ears are not deaf and your arms are not too short to reach down to fix any situation. And Father, your word said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Father, help us not to depend on man today. Help us not to depend on jobs and a paycheck. But Father, teach us how to lean and depend on you and trust you this day and look for everything from you, from no other source but you. And Lord, it would be you that bless us to go to work if we're working and need a paycheck. And Lord, the paycheck is not so we can pay bills, but God, so that we can be givers. Let our money, our seed plan work for us. Do it today. Give us a new heart, a new mind, God. Fix us today. We're broken people, and we need you today. Father, we don't want to even be like the disciples who Jesus was right there, and they still didn't understand. But God, we want the total wisdom that we need to obey you, total wisdom. But if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives liberally and upbraideth not. Help us today in the name of Jesus. In our older years, Lord, don't let us be fools. But God, let us be wise so we can share with the youth in the name of Jesus, those that are younger than us. Help us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to lift you up. Help us to praise and worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us to bow down to you and remain at your feet. Father, help us to bring the flesh under subjection. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, help us to allow the world to know that you live in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you today. Thank you today. And God, our prayer request for others, we ask this morning that you would move in a mighty way for your people, for our families and friends near and far. Hallelujah. For those that are coming through the archives, Lord, those that come and take a listen after the show, those that taken a listen for the old archive shows way back even. Bless as only you can do. Or send your anointing today. Or send your word today and heal us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Open doors and make ways for us today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Oh, we thank you for your healing power. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know the songwriter wrote a song. I'm excited this morning. Y'all. God bless me to make it home safe. And I made it home, Thelma and I, with much more than I left with. The truck was loaded coming back. Me and Thelma had to get on out the area and get on back here way before the sun go down. I was just blessed on this trip. And when I looked, I was like, I wasn't expecting to bring all of this back with me. I wasn't expecting gifts like this. Y'all excuse me. I wasn't even expecting Thelma to go with me. Thelma and I go way back, like Jerry and I. Jerry and I go way much back further than Thelma. Because Jerry and I, when 5 and 6 years old, or 6 years old in the first grade at the same school, Thelma and I, we met in fifth grade. But we got to go back to Kissimmee yesterday to see my son. He was off. God blessed him. He was supposed to work. But the Lord blessed him to be off because he couldn't make it to the church service. So I wanted to see him, and the Lord opened the door. He took us to lunch, and I was telling him, I said, well, I'm not going to hurt your pocket. He told me, no, go and get what you want. Now, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. So we were just blessed, and he was kept looking at Thelma. I know he didn't remember. I know he was trying, well, who is that? Because Thelma done changed a lot, and her hair done somewhat changed because, you know, Thelma had super long hair. And so when we got the Cheddar's, y'all know I had to go over there, Brother Louie, my favorite spot on over there at the Cheddar's, you know. And I didn't call C on them because I was supposed to go to their house. I didn't make that, all the stuff and this and that. But anyway, he finally looks at Thelma, and I tell him, Thelma. He's like, Thelma. And then he looked at her from the lodging home because, see, Thelma and I worked in the lodging home together. I say, yeah. He was like, oh, just having a pure fit. Just having a fit. I said, look at this nut. So we just laughed and talked and had lunch and left and went back and got off. Every time he bring one box, he'd go back in there and get a box. Well, see, you do this with this, just bringing a whole bunch of stuff out. But anyway, he filled the truck up. Thelma and I, we tried to keep up with my shrimp I bought. We had to dig out and dig in to find the shrimp. But anyway, God bless me. God bless me. Thelma was such a blessing. Now, when I got up to serve on Sunday, dance before the Lord and everything, no knee hurt, no nothing. When I got on out there afterwards, because, you know, I don't stay in what they call the pulpit. I go down where the people are. They call me a flow walker. I said, ooh-wee, what a name. So when I go down to minister, after a while, the Lord speaks and says, get a chair. So I told my daughter-in-law, I said, bring me a chair. They brought me a chair. I kept right on going. But Thelma was there afterwards. I went back in the pulpit and got my purse and all my stuff and brought it. She let me drove because she wasn't on my insurance, so I did the driving. But I'll take your bag up, Barb. Anything Thelma thought she could do for me, that's what she did. Well, I'm going to lay down and take me a nap on the couch because Bob doing some stuff over there, you know. We talked and talked and talked, yeah, like we always do. And she said, yeah, I couldn't tell you everything. I knew eventually we would get together and I would tell you everything. I said, okay. And see, Thelma know me the first, like Jerry. Like I'm their mama. I told her yesterday, I said, just tell me, hey, Bob, I don't need no mama now. I just need you to listen to me. I don't need no fussing and I don't need no mama. Yeah. But God is good to us. When I tell you he blessed this trip, like I wasn't expecting this type of blessing. But when you obey God, when you praise and worship him, and the things in your heart for his people are true, are honest, are pure, God is going to bless you where you can bless others. Many of us work for years for paychecks to pay bills and to buy things we needed and wanted, to bless our children and if family members come or whatever, friends come. But I found out, after I come out of the work world, I should have been working to give and to give unto the Lord so that the gospel could be spread around the world. And I should have planted more seeds. And my harvest would be super great now. But I learned this later. But better late than never. Somebody tell somebody this morning, mama, daddy, somebody, co-worker. Late is better than never. I've known about the Lord basically all my life. Because when I was born, my parents were Christian people, as they call them. They were firm and strong believers. And they taught me, took me to church. But I didn't seek after God until later, in my early 30s. And some days I feel like I should have seeked him at a much earlier age. But nonetheless, he knew the very intent of my heart. And he knew this. Oh, yeah, go on. I didn't get you some experiences. That's what you want to do in the world? You're not going to die. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. I'm not going to let nobody stab you, shoot you, cut you. I'm not going to let any of that happen. But I tell you what, there's a day coming when you're going to come to me because you're going to be burdened and heavy laden. I'll be the one that give you rest. Nobody else can do it. He sat back and he waited for me. Oh, but I think on these things, y'all have no clue. The songwriter says he was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was waiting until you got the marijuana smoking out your system, the liquor drinking out your system, the bad things you wanted to do, the fornicating, whatever it was. He waited until we got that out of our system. And we thought we were still being able to do it, but he come. And when he came, he changed all of that around. He gave us a new attitude, gave us a new heart and a new mind. And some things we still, you know, battled with and did a little bit more, but eventually, the more we began to seek him, the more that left. For if any man be in Christ, I feel like a little run might come in a minute. Now, I might take off and run just a little bit this morning. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We cannot say we belong to God. And when we hear him, we don't pay it no attention. We don't come and seek him every morning, where we know that he is. Because where he is, we want to be also daily, not sometimes. And first thing in the morning, we want to give him the first fruit of our day. He got the first fruit of everything in our lives. My son, Lonnie, that's the first one go to God, and every one of them afterwards. But he gets the first child. and all the children. The first fruit of our money, when we get a little piece of change, as we call it, give him his. When we get extra money, as we call it, which some people will never say it's extra, but we got a little bit more than we had yesterday or last month or last week or whatever, we cut out the first fruit of that and give it to the Lord. Because, see, we as people, we hold on to that money. Thelma come jumping in the car with something telling me, well, I'm going to call him Lance because I know his nickname, what a son said for her to do and this and that and all of that. And I know him. He's a sweet young man. I've known Lance all his life, basically. And everywhere we go, she pulling out that envelope. Just kept on with it. I took it. I said, give it him. I said, and I'm not giving this back to you until we get back to Jacksonville. But I'm dropping you off at your car, ID. So I'm going to go in the Dollar Tree and get you some Excedrin and Tylenol, and I'm going to get you a drink. No, something, she told me. Oh, something for my knee. I said, okay. So I went to do something. And I was going to give her the envelope. I said, no, I can't give this to you. She told me, well, I got money in my purse. I said, oh, him. I went in the envelope, pulled $20. I said, go on in there and do what you're going to do. She a forgiver. Well, Barbara, we're going to need gas. Well, Thelma, I had to have gas going and coming if I was going by myself. I was going to get me a hotel room where I could stretch out if I was going by myself. So now I can't put a charge to you, and it had to be done anyway. I mean, we could help each other, you know. Well, hey, what you want? I want 2 hot dogs. Okay, well, I pay for you 2 hot dogs. Now, what you want the next time? I just want a drink and some chips. Well, I got it. You got that bit. Whatever. And work together. And that's what we did. Uh-huh. We worked together. And I know she was trying to bless me. And I was saying, I don't want to cut her blessing off because she wanted to give it. I didn't want to receive because I didn't want to charge. And I'm going to, the same thing I had to do is what I had to do. But God is faithful. He'll bring it back. He'll turn it around. He'll give it in another way. Uh-huh. I'm so grateful unto him this morning, excited and happy. And I wanted Jerry to go, but she couldn't go this term. But I said, Wednesday, I'm going to get her out the house and everything and be a blessing to her. And because God bringing these women back around for a reason and more often for a reason. And he must get the glory out of our lives. He must get the glory out of our association. Yeah, he must. Yeah. And I tell you, in the Sunday service, see on them come on over there and things. And I mean, sharp as a tack. Buddy sure looked like he was all starched and eyed up and everything. I said, look at these people right here. See on have beat to the floor. Dot have beat to the floor. They representing. Y'all hear me? Them shoes Sion had on, I needed those shoes, and Minister Ray picked that with them shoes. I didn't like that. But I'm going to send him a thank you note because he blessed me real good. Real good he blessed me and made sure we had food, real hospitable. I love him. I love him. And, He's just such a real man for God. He just really wants to obey God. I can just see that all over this man. Yeah. And so we're grateful unto the Lord. And this was a trip of trips. I'm telling you the truth. Everything just went smooth for me like butter. Thelma was navigating with the GPS, you know, and a phone and everything. And see this? I said, Thelma, I don't want to see it. I'm driving. Well, you see the arrow turning right there. I don't want to see that. I'm driving. Yeah. But I thank God for that Thelma Mosley this morning. And Thelma, I love you. Wouldn't take nothing for you. They couldn't give me $1 million for you, Thelma. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I am truly blessed. Come in with the pulling weeds. And I said, oh, yeah. I'm going to help you, Barbara. Yeah, I want your help. Come on. Yeah. So I'm going to bring Jerry in on it. I want to see about talking. But, I'm bringing a man in to help him, you know, to help her, help them, and myself. So it's going to be all right in Jesus' name. Listen, this morning we are talking about being transformed and not conformed. We're going to talk about being renewed. Yeah. Romans 12 and 2 talks about this, teaches us this. And we have to go sometime for a renewal of different things. I have to renew my driver's license, I think it's every 8 years or something like that, maybe longer. I have to renew my tag registration once a year, sometimes twice, every 2 years, depending on, you know, what I pay for. I have to every month renew my insurance, car insurance, life insurance, and how I renew those is by making the payment. I have to renew the contract on my truck that, once it's paid completely off, it's my truck. So each month I had to make a payment of what I agreed to pay monthly. My cell phone bill, the house phone, internet, electric, water, every month we renew with them because we make the payment. Now, if you don't make the payment, you're not renewed, your contract is forfeited, and your stuff turned off. You renew your job every day that you go there and work. If you can't go to work, when you call in and let them know you won't be in and give a reason why most times, it renew the contract. It keeps the contract going. Transformed, when we first came to God, we allowed ourselves to be transformed by him. Our mind was made up, and we knew we needed him, so we came so that he could transform our mind, our way of thinking. Once he transformed us, now we're supposed to stay with him. He's the only thing that we are conformed to now. We're not conformed to nothing else. Even our way of thinking should be conformed to his son Jesus. All Jesus wanted to do was obey the Father. That's all he wanted to do, is make sure God was happy. My prayer has been, Lord, when you hear my name, when you look at me, let it put a satisfying smile on your face. This is the truth. This is no game. This is no talk. This is what I ask for. He's able to do all of these things for us, transform us, and let us only be conformed to him. We're going to look these words up, conform and transform, transform and conform. We're going to look these up, but listen. When you have a God that loves you so, you can be your own self all the time. You never have to imitate somebody else. You never have to want what somebody else got. You don't have to act like somebody. You can be your ever-loving self. When you got this kind of God on your side, the God who loves you. Thank you, Brother Louis. The God who loves you. The God that's for you. The God that if he's for you, he's more than the whole world against you. The God that said, come, Let us reason together, Barbara. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will wash you as white as snow. The God that so loved the world that he gave, nobody forced him, nobody took him. He gave his only begotten son. When you got this kind of God for you, you need to be for him 100%. And you need to be not conformed to this world. See, the world will mess you up. And be not conformed to your flesh. See, the flesh is what will cause you to be conformed to the world. Because your flesh looking out there and it sees some things. Oh, they doing this over there. Oh, that's how they doing it at your church. The church sees some stuff online and they see some stuff out there in the world. And they been in the club, the pastor. I ain't telling you what nobody told me. I'm telling you what I know. I had a pastor that was full of the Holy Ghost. And not only that, he was really gifted by God. But I found out he had gone to the club out of town with his friends, his worldly friends, and brought them on, all of them, into the church. But he was clubbing. Did y'all hear that part? The pastor. And see, I know God knew the very intent of his heart. And he changed it from the inside out. I didn't hear, after that episode, and all them people came, I didn't hear about him clubbing no more. Now, how long he was clubbing, I don't know. But not too long after I met him, clubbing stopped. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Sometimes God will use things to draw things. He know what he's doing, but you're not going to stay there. You're going to be a witness. Hallelujah. You're going to lift him up, and he's going to draw. And after that work is done, you're not going back because you're not going to get drunk. You're not going to party. You're not going to women get a man get a woman to go home with for the night. As it said on Pure Country, a wife for a night. Now, you're not going to a husband for a night. You're not going to do that. Because now you're being transformed and not conformed to the world. You're being transformed into becoming like Jesus. Yeah. So Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What you mean transformed by the renewing of my mind? Well, I'm looking at myself. I'm going to work every day, and I got these trinkets. I got a house. I got a car. You know, I got an expensive cell phone. You know, I got nice clothes and shoes, but, and I got a few pennies in my pocket, a little jingle, but I'm just not happy. And it's got to be more to what's in this world than just this that I'm working on. What they call the American dream. Some people realize it, some people don't. They keep chasing after it. They don't have time to settle down and think. They keep chasing after the dream. Some people get what they call the dream, and they discover, is this all to it? Just to have some stuff? Some things? No. It's much more to life than that. God so loved you, he sent his only begotten son. That whoever would believe on him, you got to believe. And if you believe, that's where your transformation is going to begin to really take place. Oh, thank you this morning, Father. When you begin to believe, transformation begin to take place. Now, you went to somebody's church, or somewhere grandmama or somebody told you about God. So you heard the word somewhere. And remember, Jesus is still the word of God. He's still the truth. So now you decide, well, maybe I'm going to go to church, or maybe I'm going to go in my living room, my den, in my car, in my garage, wherever, and I'm going to try to talk to God. And grandmama and mama and them told me, mama and them. Yeah, what they told me about. So transformation has begun for you right there. You decided to give God a transformation began. And the renewing of your mind starts. The renewing of your mind starts. Because all before now, you weren't giving God nothing. You had a little bit of respect for when people talked about him, but you put two eggs in your shoes and quickly beat it because you didn't want to hear about that. You was trying to hear what's the next latest drink done come out. Did Alize make something new? You know, what's the next fad? You know, what's the next thing they putting in the cars? What kind of rims? Whatever. But it wasn't God. He wasn't your main conversation. He wasn't your main chase after. If you heard something about him in passing, you had a little respect, but you wasn't going to stop to hear it all and to obey any of it. But now he's got your attention. Transformation has started. You getting a new mind. You renewing your mind from off the old stuff of the world and your flesh. You renewing your mind to the things of God. Now you may find yourself down at the altar, at your house. You may find yourself in church at the altar at the church. Some people would say, where you're giving God your heart and the preacher your hands. Yeah, anybody ever heard that before? I went down and gave God my heart, but I gave the preacher my hand. Yeah. Because the preacher is over the sheep. He's the shepherd. And he's supposed to watch out for the sheep. And he's supposed to keep them covered in prayer. It's a lot that a pastor have to do. I never wanted that office of a pastor. Oh, no. You did? I took that office, God gave me the office of evangelist, and I gladly accepted. I didn't even know it at the time. But I gladly accepted that office because I can go in and tell you what I got to tell you and hit the door. Going on back where I come from. The pastor, he got to stay right there with you. And he got to pray for holy boldness all the time. Because if not, he'll be fearful to tell you what God said. And it may not be a direct word, direct from heaven, hot off the press right now. But it may be what's in them 66 books he got to tell you. And some of that in the 66 books you don't want to hear. Because it don't tickle your ears the way you want them tickled. But it stir up in you what your soul needs. And our souls need to be saved. Hallelujah. Yeah. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You're going to prove that to yourself now. You're going to have the proof and evidence. I got the proof and evidence. It wasn't just tongue talking. It was the renewing of my mind. It was the transformation. Oh, look at here. I feel all right about the transformation right now. I was transformed by the renewing of my mind. And I could no longer be conformed to the world. I was doing what's foolishness to me, and what I decided to do, which was come to God in their fullness, was foolishness to them. People would laugh at me and say I was crazy. I was a Jesus freak, Louis. All I wanted to do, Louis, is Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's all I wanted to do. Morning, noon, and night, when you hit me up, I want to talk on the phone to you about the Lord. See, we used to gossip. We used to talk about, oh, I thought they had this over there. Oh, I thought she had it going on like that. Oh, it ain't all that. Now, that was no longer. I don't need to talk about nobody else but me and the goodness of the Lord. See, Sister Di, I had been transformed. I had a new mind. Well, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I'm going to walk close this morning. He's a new creature. All things have passed away. I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving. Behold, all things had become new for me, Doc. I wasn't the same no more. The old things I did in my past, I could no longer do that. It was a new day for me. Gave me a new mind, new heart, new attitude, new walk, new talk. I didn't have time to gossip about nobody. I had time to prove what was that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And what it was for me to obey him and to share the good news with others so that they could obey him. I proved to myself he was real. Hey, got proof. I got the proof. He gave me a mind to seek for the proof. And all I said, it was easy as pie. All I did, I didn't even know I was doing it. I didn't even know I was getting the proof, but he had transformed my mind. He had renewed my mind. I had a renewal plan. Hallelujah. Went to the window, and looking up in the sky, God, I don't know if you're real. I want to believe that you're real. If you are a God, if there is a God, I want to know that you're real. And if you are real, I want to be as real in you as you are real. Not in the church, not before the church people. I wanted to be real in him. So that which I do would come from my heart. It wouldn't just come from my lips. It wouldn't just be talk. I had saw too much of that. I had been around pastors who wanted to lay and play and whatever now. I wanted to be different. I wanted to be real. I wanted it to be all about God because my parents taught me, hey, don't play with God. You can play with something else. Get your toy or something, Barbara, but don't you play with God. The songwriter wrote a song that says, you better find yourself a toy. He's not the one to play with. So now look what's happening to me, y'all. I'm changing more and more. Now I'm praying on my knees. I'm seeing results. Right after that prayer, I soon asked him because I had found out now that he was real. It didn't take me very long. Because I was sincere in my finding and my search for him. Hallelujah, look at it. So now look what happens now. I'm on my knees praying this kind of prayer. Let Barbara die so you can live. In other words, let my flesh die so your spirit can live in me. I can do what your son Jesus did. I can obey you to the letter. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He gave it to me. I got the proof. He let me find the proof. God allowed me to find the proof. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I can hear this for myself this morning. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Oh, where would I be? He gave me the proof. He blessed me to come out from among them and be separated. He blessed me to come out from my own flesh, hallelujah, and be separated. He'll do this for us if we want it. He would bless us to be real in him if we want it. I know y'all tired of me talking about Sion and Buddy, but I looked at them. It's a whole nother look on these people. They don't even have the same look like they used to. a renewing of their mind. I'm not saying they was not saved, because they were. David is a pastor. Oh, my goodness. Theon is really and truly an evangelist. I ain't going to tell all the business out of him just yet. But look, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt God is doing something in these folk lives, that, and the devil is cutting a havoc. He want to cut the food. But because the renewing is coming more and more, they're being transformed more and more. When God gets through, the world going to know. We are real in him. And he going to stand up and show them, show the world, I'm in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord, Louis, on my side, I can't even think about where I would be. It's so crazy. It's just mind-boggling and ugly. Ooh, it's just so deceitful and wrong. I don't even want to think about where would I be. Where would I can't do it. I believe either dead and gone or in the mental institution. And that wasn't no pretty thing. Dead and gone wasn't pretty. And I died in my sins. In the mental institution, squirrely bird, running around like a squirrely bird. That was nothing beautiful about that. But he gave me the proof. He gave me the proof for myself. Many days I drove down the street thinking about this thing, y'all. Thinking about, I was Mac at the time. He gave old Barbara Mac the Holy Ghost. He gave old Barbara Mack his word. Barbara Mack understands the word of God. I'm riding down the street going to work, all happy and excited. Before him, to my going to work, oh, man, I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that today. Hey, look here, Tom. I ain't been to work for 2 hours, but I got to go. So what's wrong? Hey, look, I can't tell you what's wrong right now. It's personal, but I got to go. And we'll walk out the door. You hear me? Off the people job. And go on home and get home and still bored. I should have stayed at work. At least I would have went to lunch and heard all them lies they telling. You see what I'm talking about? The flesh. Oh, but now I've been renewed in him. I got a renewal contract, you see. I've been transformed, and I'm only conformed to him. So now I'm going to work all happy. And I'm going to work to help the people. I'm going to work because I want to be there to see what's going on and to pray for somebody. And when I found out office staff was mistreating somebody, talking about them, and all, it just kind of, you know, upset me a little bit. If they was a higher position than me, I said nothing, because you got to come subject, even in the world, as a boss or whatever, to a higher power. I forgot to send that message right there, Theon, so I saw it and I went ahead and sent it. But look, I want to look at these two words right quick. I want to look at these two words just right quick. And there's a dictionary online. They got the Webster. And I like Webster because it was a dictionary that my brother used to talk about. He used to tell me some things about Webster. He said, look at here. Now, I don't know how true it is, but back during the day, you know, he thought he was a great philosopher, and he was deep like Socrates and all them nuts. You know what I'm saying? And so he was a nut like that, too. So what he thought, he was telling me great things. But now, when it comes to Webster, that was Noah Webster. I'm going for the foolishness. We teenagers. Noah Webster was Noah from the Bible. I'm like, wow, Noah had the meaning of all these words. Of course he did. Remember, he started the world over. Foolish steps. All kind of stuff. Because our minds had not been fully transformed. Our minds had not been conformed to God because it was conformed to the world as teenagers. And there is no excuse because the scripture taught my parents to train us up in the way that we should go. And when we got old, we wouldn't depart from it. They did their job. But we didn't come in and help. We did the opposite of what they taught. So look. Transform, 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 and transforms with the S on the end even. To change in form, to change in appearance or structure or metaphor for voice. M-E-T-A-M-O-R-P-H-O-S-E. How about that? Number two says the change in condition, nature, or character, to convert. The change into another substance or transmute. To undergo a change in form, appearance, or character, become transformed. So, in other words, we change. That's just the word for it. A great change came about. See, I changed in the form of me because I was no longer Bat Barbara. I didn't need the big bangle earrings. I didn't need to be draped in jewelry around my neck. I didn't need my arms all lit up with bracelets and all these things. Back during those days, later on, the tennis bracelet was a popular thing. It was a trend. I didn't have to have all of that. My appearance came because I no longer needed the waterfall braids like Janet Jackson had. I didn't have to get a braid bob like the girl on Living Single, Max. Remember the bob she had with them braids? I no longer had to get any foolishness. I was changed to be the natural Barbara, the person that God made, with his spirit living on the inside of my heart. My character changed. I was no longer cussing, filthy mouth, whoring around with men I wasn't married to, money hungry, money grubbing, money loving Barbara. I was no longer those things. He changed me from the inside out. And I know a lot of women, they had a Coach purses, they Michael Kors and whoever else got the latest fads out there, Fendi and all this stuff. And, you know, they got their makeup on and they got some makeup now. They're calling it fillers and filters and all of this. All of that stuff. But the heart is filthy. The heart is dirty. You're dressed up. Yeah, you look pretty on the outside. And then sometimes you're dressed up and looking like that, but it shows even in your face. Your makeup running. Your lipstick smeared. You are not totally happy on the inside. There's a hole in your heart. There's some things missing. Oh, mister, you got a nice haircut. They lined you up so nice. You smell so good. That shirt hitting you just right. Them pants that look like they were tailor-made for you. What them is on your feet? Timberlands? What them is Stacey Adams on your feet? Who made them you got on? But, mister, there's a hole in your heart. There's something leaking. It's leaking out your heart, and it's spelled depression. It spells stress. All that's leaking out your heart is ungodly and it's ugly. And it's coming out your heart. And it's running into you. And what's in you, that's what you are. So in a minute, the depression going to get you. Now you're going to the doctor to get depression pills. Mister, you stressed. You're 34 now, mister, but you're looking 54. These things going to show up in you after a while. You're 32, but you got gray hair, and it wasn't a natural born thing. You wasn't born with it. But depression, stress, and a bunch of other stuff got you going because you refuse to have a change. You refuse to allow God to transform you. You refuse to have a renewing of your mind. So you are where you are. You're running somewhere everywhere. You went over to the soothsayer, the two-headed person. Okay, that's the Bible now. That's not the dictionary. So look, you running here, there, and everywhere. You went and you thought if you put your membership at the biggest church in your city, that would help you. Been going every Sunday when they have altar call. Either you leave right before, or you just hold your hands and rock from side to side on through the altar call, but you never went to the altar. This men and women now. Sometimes you go to the altar and say, I do, but you don't turn it loose. You don't leave it on the altar. You really don't receive God in your heart. You receive him in your mind, the thought of him, but you didn't receive him in your heart. Because you go back doing worse than you did before. You was fornicating now. But now after you done went and didn't give him your foot, now you're committing adultery. You with somebody husband. You with somebody wife. You're tricking women. You're tricking men. But until you get transformed to have a renewing in your mind, there's always going to be a hole in your heart with stuff running out, and it's going to run off into your body. It'll run through your limbs, your veins, your blood. You'll be tainted. And anybody you with or touch, they become, even your children will be. Why? The hole in your heart. Now, it's a different when you're going through a trial. Because sometimes things will happen with your children when you're going through a trial. But when you haven't truly committed to God, you haven't truly let God transform you by the renewing of your mind, these things leaking out your heart. Deceitfulness. Evil. Plans to hurt people. I see it all the time, even in corporate America. I've seen it in the leadership of the country. Hole in the heart. You'll even have a hole in your pocket. Every time you turn around, you need to spend money for something. Every time you turn around, something broke down in your house. Every time you turn around, you got to pay for this and go do that. You're putting a little bit in your savings account, but now you got to go back and get some of that to do some of this over here. Because you refuse to be transformed into who God made you to be. See, before you were born, he already knew what he wanted of you. He made everybody for his pleasure. And I believe when we obey God and do what he made us to do, I believe it pleases him. I believe if he called you to be a usher and the president, as they call him, of the usher board is falling short. You step right up and say, I'll do it. You're not looking for no title. You're not looking for no pat on the back, no hero cookies, no brownie points. You're not looking for nothing but to do the will of him that sent you. You're a doorkeeper at the house of the Lord. Ooh, you're so grateful on the job. That's all you're talking about. Girl, this week we went all white. We got our gloves. I went and bought me some new gloves. I had wore them old ones out. Girl, you know we don't wear white shoes like that no more. We not really wearing white shoes no more, you know. But girl, they got us in white shoes, and I found some bad ones online. And God bless me with the money to get my shoes. You're usher. Girl, we got a new way we come in. Now the ushers come in. And girl, when people come in, I lead them to their seat. And I got a little thing I do with my hands to show them where I'm seating them at. Ooh, it's just so much, girl. I'm so glad I'm an usher. You've been transformed. Hey, Bashaka. Hey, glory. Ah, Yasha. Hey, Lord, thank you. You've been transformed by the renewing of your mind. He gave you a new mind. You got a new contract with him. You're doing what he made you to do. Everywhere you go, I was looking at Thelma. Everywhere we went and she see people, time she see them, how you doing? Good morning. All cheerful with everything. I said, look at that Thelma. This can only come about when you got a renewing in your mind, when you got a new heart. He done fixed, gave you a new heart because that old heart was leaking. Leaking negative stuff. Your heart was leaking poison into your body. Before the transformation, you couldn't get enough of hanging around and associating with the wrong people. Y'all heard of them cliques in the church. Full transformation haven't taken place. So the cliques click together. See, we don't really do her. She don't wear stilettos. She don't follow the latest trends. Her hair's not locked up enough. She wear the same hairstyle every week. She don't put weave in her hair. She don't perm her hair. She don't look like us. Holes in the heart and foolishness is leaking out. They told me don't judge a book by its cover. Then they come back and told me the way you dress and the way you look is the first impression people will have of you. But I learned this over the years. When you got God, you've been transformed, you've been renewed, and you conform to him and his ways. When you open your mouth, sometimes you don't have to say a thing. It's the way that you look. The anointing of God is on you. The favor of God is on you. That will give people the first impression about you. Yeah. I've seen recently, this wasn't last week. Well, I should say this wasn't last month. It wasn't 2 weeks ago. I'm going to put it like that. That I saw my enemies bow down. Y'all don't understand. He said to love them. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Yeah. When you do these things, God gonna show you something. He said, sit right here. Come on, Barbara, just sit right here. Sit in the kitchen chair if you want to. Sit on the couch. You can sit in the garage. Go back there and sit on the lanai if you want to, Barbara, you know, on the patio. Go on and have a seat, because I'm gonna show you something, Barbara. I'll make your enemies your footstool. I will make your enemies to serve you, Barbara. I will make your enemies give to you. Because if you walk around here thinking everybody love you and everybody care about you, newsflash this morning, it's not true. Even though they laugh in your face and pat you on your back, they don't always have good intentions for you. God sent old friends. I have to laugh sometimes. I was thinking about them and Jerry and Gwen this morning, and I had to laugh. He sent old friends that love you for real. He sent those that are for you for real. He sent those that got your best interest at heart. Jerry go tell me this and then repent at the same time. I was so tickled. I told you when you got back from this trip to get your behind on that, oh, Lord, forgive me. Look here, y'all. I couldn't help but laugh in her face. I'm sorry. I just started to laugh out loud. I said, Jerry, it's all right. I understand what you say. Because, Barbara, I'm concerned about you, and I don't want nothing to happen to you, and I want you to be good, Barbara, and your feet are swelling, and your legs may swell, and da-da-da-da-da. He sent old friends to me, old Thelma Jones. Folk that love you, folk that you know these women. You know, if Jerry find out anything, if Jerry get anything extra and she think you can get it, he go to phone. Barbara, they say this and that. I went and checked it out. It's true. Now go on and do this and that. I'm going to call you back. That's Jerry. Thelma, well, Barbara, why can't you do it this way? Well, Barbara, I found this out, this and this. Oh, yeah, this your this and that. Yeah. But he said, come, sit right here. I'll make your enemies your footstool. This when you've been transformed. This when you got a new mind. This when you conforms only to his way. You undergo a change, a change in form, appearance, a character. You become transformed now. Yeah. Transformation has come for you. Oh, yeah. He'll give you favor where you never had favor before. The enemy going to try you now. But you got to hold on to who you know you are. And you know what's in you. You know who on your side. You know if he need to send them angels, he'll send the fighting angels. He'll send the evil angels to war on your behalf. And them evil angels is no joke. If you could ask Pharaoh, I would send you over there and let you ask Pharaoh. Well, what did he do? He sent them evil angels and tore it up. God sent the evil angels. I said the earth is his this morning, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Everything and everybody belong to him. I'm going to say it this way. God, Almighty God, Jehovah, made the heavens and the earth. Now the word conformed. Y'all know they send me all this stuff in the morning. Ding, bing, bang, ding-a-ling, whatever. All, you know. But we moving right along. Conformed. Conforming, conforms, to act in accordance or harmony, comply, usually followed by to conform to rules, to act in accord with the prevailing standards, attitudes, practices, etc. It says of society or a group. One has to conform in order to succeed in this company. That's just to give you an example of a sentence using the word conform. To be or become similar in form, nature, or character. to act in accord with the prevailing standards, attitude, practices of Almighty God, because you've been conformed in him. He conformed you to act in accordance or harmony, comply. You're doing these things in God. You in accordance to his word. You in harmony with the body of Christ. You and I, we believe the same thing about the scriptures. We believe the same things about God. We've seen him move for us in different ways, but the same God. We comply to his word, to his rules and regulations, to his statutes, to his policies and procedures. Oh, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, this morning. And when your ways please him, there's nothing he won't do for you. Lift your hands and tell him thank you right there. Amen goes right there. So we back on it. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Look, good comes from God. And acceptable. He can accept this now. He can accept his transformation that he did to you, his conforming that he did to you, his renewing of your mind. He can accept this because we got to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto him. Good is pleasing unto him. Good are the things he can accept. When I love people who don't love me and I don't have a motive, that's a good thing. And God can accept that because he said to do it. And now I'm no longer in the permissive will. I'm not in a will with God where he permitted me to do some things. But now I'm in his perfect will. I got perfection in his will because I'm doing what he said. And many of us don't understand he's the great God. Listen, he's almighty God that have all power. He's no joke. He don't play around. He's not like us. He says what he mean and mean what he said, and he'll never change it or take it back. See, I told them, give me the envelope. Just give it here. Took the envelope. She said, yeah. Took the envelope and put it in my purse, in my wallet. And wasn't supposed to give it back. But that's Thelma. I gave it back. Because you said, she said, how much to go with you? I said, nothing. There's no charge. Here you come with some envelope. Envelope. But God does what he does and he don't change. He says what he says and he don't change. We'll say something to do something different. We'll do something and say something different. But he's God and he changes not. He says what he means and he means what he says. Yeah. So we got to seek God for transformation. You want to change some lines? Seek God for transformation. Ask God to bless you to be conformed to his ways, to his rules and regulations, his statutes, his policies and procedures. See, I dealt in human resources, and there had to be a policy written, and there had to be procedures written. And when it comes to the safety and the health of the employees, somebody had to enforce the policy and enforce the procedures on the job. But it first had to be written. And you first, as an employee, you first had to get to know about the policies and procedures. Same thing with God. Somebody wrote his word. He inspired man to write his word. Now that the word has been written, we must learn about the word so that we can follow what it says. If we following what it says, we get the approval of God, and we get to stay on the right track, and we are safe and we are blessed. Policy and procedure on a job, if you follow the policy and procedure, you're going to stay safe. You're going to keep your job. You may even get a promotion and an increase in pay. Why? You followed policy and procedure. With God, we followed his policies and his procedures. He has blessed us. Now when I pay tithes and offering, the windows of heaven opening up and pouring out blessings I don't have room enough to receive. Now when I follow his policies and procedures, what should have been cancerous in my body is not. Where I should have gotten a knee replacement, I won't. The policy and procedures of God has blessed me. I followed them. I obeyed the policies and procedures. Hallelujah. I followed his statutes. See, it is written. Hallelujah. It's in stone. It's in place. You can't break it up. You can't tear it up. It will always be there. Until the ending of time, it will be there. It will be there until you die. It will be there until God comes back. It's his statute. It is written. It'll never go away. And again, he mean what he says, and he say what he means. Oh, yes, he does. And it's already all right this morning in the name of Jesus if we will allow him to truly transform us and we conform to his ways. And you yourself going to be able to prove it to yourself that God is real. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. He blessed me to prove it to me. Look now, I want to share this. Okay, so when I tell you something, you're like, yeah, okay, I believe it. Even when I tell you a testimony, you say, yeah, I believe it. But you don't really know because you really wasn't there. But you don't know me as a lying woman, so you believe me. But how about when you know it for yourself? It's been proven to you. Nobody told you this. You know this for yourself. You found out for you. My goodness, from Zion, I feel all right, Pastor David. I could run a little bit off of this now. I could go ahead and try, not jog, but run. Oof. You know this for yourself. You know God saved you. He brought you out of darkness into this marvelous light. You know for yourself that he lives. Can nobody trick you? Can nobody tell you that he does not live? Because you know beyond a shadow of doubt. There's a scripture saying, who bewitched you? Who done betrayed you and told you a different gospel than we preached? They done bamboozled you. They done bewitched you because you believe in what they said. We brought you the truth. And you proved it to yourself, and now you're going to listen to them? Oh, no, I can't go with them. They brought the New Wave, New Age church on the scene. The New Wave, New Age Bible. The New Wave, New Age this and that in the house of God and about God. Everybody going to heaven if you let everybody tell it. But this morning, that's a way that seems right to a man. But the end thereof is destruction. We can honor God with our lips, but our heart be far from it. Our lips and our heart must line up together when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to God, when it comes to his son, Jesus. We must tell the truth, and as Pastor Howell say, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We must seek after the truth. And guess what will happen to you? I'm talking about for real as the world say. Every time you look around, every time you turn around, he'll keep on blessing you. Little Johnny just cutting the food. He's 16 now. His dad had been in and out of his life, but you've been there the whole time. He knows you to be the mama and the daddy. But he done turned 16, and he don't want no woman telling him what to do. And he just cutting up. But you speaking over little Johnny. Not only you speaking when little Johnny sleep, or sometimes he walk by you, you done hit him with the blessed oil. You gonna change in here, in Jesus' name. Or he might be standing in the kitchen drinking something, and you walk over there and put your hand on his shoulder because you done oiled it up real right. I said, baby, mama love you. Do you know mama love you? Yeah. You, yeah. Yes, ma'am. I said, well, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Nothing wrong with me. Well, why you got such an attitude? Attitude? I don't have no attitude, mama. It's just the way I talk. No, Johnny. I brought you in the world. I know you. And even while he's sleeping, you're speaking to them spirits that's trying to attack him. You're speaking to him because he done allowed a hole to get in his heart and some mess leaking out in his body. So now you tell him, tell that foolishness that's leaking out. You got to go. You got to get out my baby because God's finna heal the hole in his heart. God's finna heal my child. Every time I turn around, my daughter, she don't show me that she really loves me. She loves me, but she don't show it. Because every time I turn around, she come in to get something. I know what I'm talking about. Mama, do you have a meatloaf pan over there? Let you hold my meatloaf pan. I never get it back. It's at your house, and it done become your meatloaf pan. And I done heard you telling somebody while we was on the phone, don't fool with that. That's my mama meatloaf pan. But when I come over and I see my pan and I say, hey, Kool-Aid, ain't that my pan? That's a nickname for me. And her nickname for me is Bobby Jean. It's the way we say it to each other. Kool-Aid, ain't that my pan? No, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I've been had that pan. My mother-in-law, y'all got to hear me this morning. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, my mother-in-law gave me that pan about 4 or 5 years ago. That is my meatloaf pan. Do y'all hear me? She love you, but she don't show it right to you. Mom, can I get $30? I'll get back to you Thursday. Kool-Aid, I'm going to let you have my $30. I need my $30 back Thursday because I ain't got no money to give away. I'm trying to pay my little few bills and things. I'm trying to buy me a Michael Kors purse because she loves them name brand purses. I know I'm going to give you Thursday. Never come. Did y'all hear me? And no point in saying, Kool-Aid, I thought you was going to give me my $30 back. Well, Mom, you know the children need this. Well, Mom, you know I had to pay my light bill. I told you my light bill. You told me your light bill was due, but you told me you were going to give me them $30. Ooh, them $30 back. See, I don't like all that kind of stuff because I get hot with you. Because if I get your money and say Thursday, I'm going to do all I can to get it back to you on Thursday. But your mama, and it ain't mine somewhere, that's what you're here for. In their mind, you shouldn't even ask for that $30 back. You got grandkids over here. Are you crazy? You said you was giving me mine. You didn't say give it to me. Lend me $30 until Thursday. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Mom, we going to the nail shop Saturday. We still going to have that date. Yeah, we'll go. I need you to have your own money now. I will. I got this. We get to the nail shop doing the folks done did our nails and everything. She done whispered over there to me, Mom, Mom, I forgot to tell you this. I had to get JJ a pair of shoes. I'm $20 short, Mom. You got me. I'll get you the next time. Did y'all hear what I said? And I'm the kind of mama that roll her eyes at you. So I roll my eyes at you in there because, you know, we talking low because you don't want nobody to know you tricking your mama. Asking your mama for money to pay for your nails. So I say, look here. I want my money back, and I'm not playing with you this time. Do you hear what I say? Oh, you know I'm going to get this back to you. But see, I know, you know, the last time I got the $30, I couldn't pay it back, but I'm going to give you that $20 back because I know you. I see how you're looking at me. Do y'all hear me? All kind of stuff. So now I'm praying for her. And I done all my hands up before I got out the truck. And when I see her, I'm going to rub her and hug her or whatever I do and say, yeah, come on in here. Get them feet done. Or whatever the case may be. Wherever we might be shopping in the grocery store. We might be in a dress store. She like roses. So I like this other one. Big Lots and things. But if we go to roses, we'll go to roses sometime. Whatever. But this is what they do. But you got to pray over your young. Anoint your young. Talk to them spirits. God healing a hole in my child's heart. You can no longer stay here. That attitude that they got, they angry with the world and nobody has done nothing to them. And as their mother, all I've done is try to show them love. Now you got to go up out of here. You and I cannot stay under the same roof. There's a hole in my youngin' heart. But God is closing the hole up. And you keep speaking that. I spoke on mine who I knew they would become, not who they were. Because at that time, I'm speaking who you are. No. That won't work. But I go back and I remember train up a child in the way he should go. When he get old, he won't depart from it. That boy was telling the truth yesterday, A.L. Holly. I told y'all when he got shot and everything, he tricked me when he got home from the hospital. He needed these big meals cooked in his favorite desserts. And I'm doing all of this. He tell me, Mom, can you get the house quiet? They making too much noise. It's disturbing me. Now, you tricking your mama. And I soon found out. And when I found out, I put a stop to it. No more big meals like this through the week. You're not the only one going to get your favorite dessert made in here. And I used to go to what they call a surplus bread house. And buy boxes and boxes of different kind of snack cakes and put them in the freezer. I said, so from now on, all the specialty desserts and all of that being baked over here, no more of that. Go to the freezer and get you a couple of snack cakes. If you need two, get you two or three. But it won't be no more of that. See, holding his heart. Deceitful, conniving. What they call that thing now. Controlling, and it's another word they use for it, Louis. That's all right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I said, well, look at this right here. Louis said, the wicked borrows and pays not again, but the righteous shows mercy and giveth. Because the Lord taught me this. Now, this is now. I don't lend money. I give it. Manipulation. I knew that girl, Sion. Okay, then, you better get on it. Manipulation. That was manipulation he was using on me. And today, there you go, Louis, thank you. He hit it too, Sion, right away. If I can't give it to you, I can't lend it to you. Because I'm not going to lend you money. I have to give it to you. Because me lending it to you, what's going to happen, you don't pay me back. It's not going to cause me to fall from grace. It's not going to cause me to fall away from God about my money. Yeah. So I give it to you. If you bring it back, we tell God thank you. If you never bring it back, I still tell him thank you. Because I can't lend you no more than I can give you. You ask for 50, well, I can only give you 20. I may have 50, but I can only give you 20. See, because that's what I can give away. I can't give away 50. Yeah. The Bible teach you, the word will teach you some things. Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah. And so we thank God this morning for transforming, conforming, and renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. That we are going to do this. We're going to prove it to ourselves that God is real. And we're going to prove that good and doing what's acceptable unto him will cause us to be in his perfect will. Yes, it will. I'm not telling you what they told me over there at the church or in Sunday school. I'm telling you what I know from experience. Another thing I want to share this, I put it over on Facebook. It used to really kind of bother me, and sometimes it still does, but I'm rolling. Because people belong to God. They don't belong to Bob. But it used to bother me real bad when people say they were believers. But when they heard God, they didn't know it was God. When they saw the move of God, they didn't know it was God. That used to kind of irk me. Although I know what his word said about the renewing of your mind, the transformation, the proof. Doing what's acceptable unto him and his perfect will. I knew about that, but it just used to get me because I would be kind of hurt over that thing. You going around telling people you saved, but you don't know God? How can you be saved and you don't know him? How can you tell me you know God, but you don't know when the Holy Ghost is moving and you don't have it? How is that? New wave, new age stuff. Everybody going to heaven. Oh, but it's going to be a sad day when they find out that wasn't the truth. And when they find out once saved, always saved, that's a lie. When they find these things out, they are going to be destroyed. Because you got to taste and see for yourself that the Lord is good. You can't just take the preacher word on it. In 2022, you up in the pulpit preaching, I got to follow you in the word, and I got to get a revelation of the word from God. I got to get wisdom of this that you're sharing with me from God, because I can't trust it. Now, there are some things we know. And see, I figured this, some of the stuff they're doing is according to knowledge. It's according to what they know. Some of it, they've been taught church etiquettes and church protocol. But I can't worry about your protocol because it was the head pro that called me. And I got to follow God. I can't follow T.D. Jakes. I'm so sorry for the T.D. Jakes lovers. Every word he says is not golden to me. None of his words are golden to me because I don't hear them. I don't listen. I'm not a Joyce Meyer follower. I'm not a Clefo Dollar follower. I'm sorry, but I'm not a Shirley Caesar. I don't know all her songs. Yolanda Adams. I'm just not there. I don't follow every wind in doctrine. I'm sorry. I don't follow the latest trends coming out in the Christian world, they call it. Because I learned this a while back. The bishop over at the Church of God in Christ during that many years ago, different anniversaries, I mean, they had. That was a lot of folks following Jesus because they say Christians follow Jesus, follow Christ. That was a lot of followers out there, but they wasn't following for the right reason. Some came for the fish and loaves. And when they got the fish and loaves and got full, they went on. That was the last time he would ever see them. They weren't coming back for no more church meetings. They got their fish and loaves and they gone. Some followed him for the healing. He done straightened my hand and my knee out. Oh, yeah, that's all I needed, right? I don't need all that he talking about. I'm just telling you the truth, Lord, forgive me for laughing. I am just telling you the truth. Some just come out to see what he was doing. Everywhere he went, they was following him now. They wasn't accepting him. Well, come on here, somebody. They wasn't needing him. They were just following him. So you got a lot of followers following Jesus. But they're not accepting him. They're not meeting with him. They're not living for him. They're not even living through him. You see? But we're the one, this simple faithful few. We seeking God. We love each other. We're a family over here. We pray for one another. We come together. We talk to one another when the mic come open sometimes. Y'all know Jerry is never going to shut up. I'm just here to tell you. And if one of y'all call in, she going to run her mouth. So just get ready. That's because she loves you. She wants you to know, I hear you. I'm here. I hear you. And I feel like you my sister, brother, and I got the right to do this. People don't do that anymore. They got the new wave, new age stuff going. You stay over there and I'm going to stay over here. I don't speak to you. You don't speak to me. We walk right by each other. Nothing is to be said. But if we're believers, if we're the people of God, when we greet one another, we should be, praise the Lord. Somebody say, I told them in church Sunday, when I say praise the Lord, don't tell me praise the Lord back. I just told you to praise him. So now let us praise him. Hallelujah. When I say praise the Lord, if you say hallelujah, I say glory. Somebody else say thank you, Jesus. Somebody might say, Lord, I love you. Somebody might say, God, I thank you. And I thank you for the word. Whatever. That praise the Lord, I told you to praise him. I didn't tell you to repeat back to me what I said. Hallelujah. But when we get it right, when we be conformed to God and transformed by the renewing of our mind, and we've proven to ourselves that God is alive and well, he's real, we're going to do what's good, we're going to do what's acceptable unto God, and we're going to be in his perfect will. And you can try to shake it off and get out of it, and guess what? You'll just tap you on both sides. Tap, 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 till you get right back where you're supposed to be. He's that kind of God. There's some folks here I saw running, and he tapped them right on back in place. He allowed some things to happen so they can get right back where they really should be. They thought where they were going and this and that was, he fixed that phone. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, we thank him today. Oh, we thank him. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Look, we're going to, let me finish this. I want to read down just a little further on this right here, and then we'll go to one song of the morning, and when we come back, the studio will be open. So I wanted to read this right here. I think I went to the wrong one. Romans 12. Oh, I went down too far. I'm sorry, y'all. In the beginning of Romans chapter 12, if we started at verse 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. It's kind of like I beg you, brethren. Listen here. Come on. I need you to really open your ears and hear me. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I ain't gonna let the wrong person be hugging and touching on me. I'm not gonna lay with folks I'm not married to. I'm not gonna lay with married folks. I'm gonna present my body a living sacrifice. It's holy. And I wanted God to be able to accept it. I made it acceptable unto God, not nothing else and nobody else, which is my reasonable service. I'm not doing any big thing. I'm not doing anything that I shouldn't be doing. I'm doing right there what I should be doing. I'm protecting things. I don't let this in and everybody hug me. I'm careful about that. I'll come to you and hug you. If I come to you and hug you, hey, you better know you something special. But I don't fool with folk. At the church, they used to say, well, she don't hug people because she ain't been hugging. You know, she like an affection from her parents. Let me tell y'all something. I had the world's greatest father, world's greatest dad. He didn't leave us. He wouldn't leave us. He took good care of us. He made sure we didn't have to do what he had to do. He hugged us, loved us. We sat in his lap. He fed us. Even when we got older, 7 and 8 years old, he said, come here. Let me let you taste this. And he would give us some of whatever it was he was eating. He had my mom to put extra in the lunch pail, as they called it back in the day. We used to call it a lunch bucket. And he would take his lunch to work, but he would make sure he left something in there from his lunch because we would fight over it. Uh-uh, Daddy, you gave him the lunch bucket yesterday. It's my time to get the lunch bucket. My two nieces come along. Oh, me and my brother wanted to fight them little girls because we was teenagers now. We was no longer able to get the lunch bucket. They got it. And them two, they was twins, so they would sit down together and share with one another. Me and my brother looking. I say, should we choke them out? He, no, don't bother them. If you bother them, you're going to get in big trouble. Look at them over there. Yeah. So it's not that I wasn't loved at home, honey. You wasn't loved as much as I was at home telling me the foolishness. If ever there was a father who loved his daughter, if ever there was a mother who loved her daughter, it was my two parents. And they did not spoil the rod. If you know, if anybody really know them, they'll know. My daddy loved me. But he did not spare the rod. If I messed up, he got that butt. Do y'all hear me? I don't hug folks because spirits leap and jump. I'm just here to tell you. And I used to say, I used to lose weight so good before I come to the Lord, it would be nothing to get them pounds off. And I got to see it one day. You better keep a little something on you. Them spirits will flip you and knock you out. I'm telling you, I done been in some places and saw some things. Yeah. The third verse says, well, the second verse says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The third verse says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing. See, everybody don't have the same gift. According to the grace that is given to us, wherewith prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. I thought it was that perpetuation. I have to be careful. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation. Honor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Look, that's why people meet me and they be like, she over-friendly, she too much, I'm going to stay away from her. Love, let love be without dissimulation. Out of that which is evil, get away from that. Ban that away from you, which is evil. cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. I prefer to hang out with Thelma, Dr. Goodman, Louis, all of y'all, other than other people. Everybody, I prefer this faithful group right here, this faithful few over everybody. Why? Brotherly love. You're offering that which is evil. You're cleaving to that which is good. You're cheerful in your love. You're cheerful in enjoying one another. I know some people don't care for Jerry with all of that, but if you hang long enough, you'll be all right. And she's going to say something you like after a while. Yeah. 11 says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. I'm happy I got hope in Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Patient in tribulation. Don't try to rush through the trial. You're going to be there for a minute. Wait on God. Continuing instant in prayer. We always praying. Distributing to the necessity of saints. Given to hospitality. Hey, if you need something over there, I'm going to have to bring it to you. We're in the same city. We're in the same area. You might be 15, 20 miles, 30 miles from me, but I got transportation. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and bring that bag of onions on over there. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and bring them two extra chickens I got to you. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and bring them box of pads on over, whatever it is we got that we share with each other, that we can share with each other. Okay, I know y'all ain't got all you need over there, and I ain't got all I need, but I do have $100 that I might should pay a bill, but I ain't paying no bill. I'm giving this to you. I'm praying about the bills and the bill collectors, you know, they'll let me ride another month, but you need this $100. I'm finna get it to you. Bless them which persecute you. Did you hear that? Bless them that persecute you. Folk gonna lie on you, talk about you, do all kind of underhanded things to you. Blessed and curse not, he said. He said to bless and curse them not. Don't put no curse on them. Don't speak negative about them. Speak who you want them to become in Jesus. Did y'all hear that? Bless them which persecute you. Bless and not curse, because he know us. They're going to die. How? Oh, something bad going to happen to them. See, we're going to speak negative evil on them. He said, don't do it. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. You get your heart's desire, you get money, car, house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy, you get one hut with two palm trees, whatever you get, I'm rejoicing with you. Lord, I thank you. Look what you done gave them. Oh, they got a new car. Lord, you did that for them. They just got a promotion on the job. Jesus, not cause nobody paying no tithes and offering to me. They got their own church. I'm rejoicing with them over the good news, over the goodness God done for them. When they cry, I'm crying with them. Barbara, mama done died, I know. Barbara, I done lost my key. I don't know where that key ever. Sometimes they'll tell you things that done happened to them, and you have to fight yourself to keep them crying. They're not crying just yet, or they done cried. But now they're telling you, now you fighting back some things. Some things you ever have told me, some things Thelma told me. These just two of the friends, you know. You don't have a whole bunch of them now. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things. Mind not high things. See, this is why the crowd is following these folks. Wide is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way to God. Be of the same mind one towards another. I done sneaked and called you. I ain't told everybody. Hey, look here. I'm trying to help Sister Higginbotham because she needs $14,000. But even if we could raise $1,000, that's gonna help her. Can you give something towards helping her? Well, I ain't got but $25. We'll lose that. And plant it as a seed, please. You go to the next person. Because the Lord's showing me some things. Be of the same mind one towards another. Put yourself in that position. If that was me, what would I want my brothers and sisters to do for me? Mind not high things. Whatever you give it from your heart. Don't try to give the whole $14,000 so that we can look up to you and bow down and worship now. If you got the whole $14,000, give it from your heart. Plant it as a seed so that God can multiply it back to you 100-fold in the name of Jesus. For condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own deceit. Look, somebody, you know, feeling down or don't have much as you have, don't go over there with the craziness. Go over there and be on their level. And you can even remind them, hey, look here, in January, guess what? I didn't know where my house note money coming from. In January, they was talking to me crazy on the job, like they were going to get rid of me, and I didn't know what I was going to do. Yeah, don't talk against them. Don't act like, you know, you're the only one blessed and they could never be. Be not wise in your own deceit. Look now. Don't think you got it like that and see when I do it like this, this gonna be the outcome of it. Yeah, Baba, gonna help Margaret, 80 years old, her children not doing it right, what going to happen? She going to give you all her stuff. Now, don't think like that, Bob. They'll be burying you. Margaret will still be living and you'll be dead and gone. I'm just using some things. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as alive in you, live peaceably with all men. I can't help it. My neighbor don't like me. I can't help it. They don't see what they did to me. And I got to stay away from them because they evil. You done did evil to me. I forgive you, but I can't trust you. So it's best I not deal with you. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. That's a generic term. His, man or woman. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Love them enemies. Pray for them. Treat them right. This is what's acceptable unto God. Hallelujah. It pleases him. Yeah. And we already all right in Jesus' name. Yeah. You can love them from a distance. Just because you love somebody, you don't have to be with them every day. How many men done walked off and left you and you was in love with them? Just because he loved it, then stop the love, did it? All right, then. We good right there. Let the church say amen. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. We're going to keep it going. Hallelujah. We're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say this morning, please feel free to press that number one and come in. Hallelujah. It's all right today. In Jesus' name. Oh, we thank him this morning. I got to put some new music in. Yeah, and I will. All right, y'all, I'm looking for it. There it is.
Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring that girl, LeAndrea Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister LeAndrea is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say,
Lord.
Take your time.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hurt me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time. Tri-City in my background. Uh-huh. Say it again. Hold up. Uh-huh. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right. Uh-huh. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, if my people who are called by my name would just sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this. Anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right. This is it. I'm going to let you take it out, LeAndrea. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I'm saying goodbye.
More than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Miss LeAndrea Johnson. And Lord, deliver me, because many needs to be delivered from themselves. Yeah, some of us, God has forgiven us, but you just can't forgive yourself. You just got to keep thinking back on them old things. Look, God put it in the sea of forgetfulness. He's not going to remember it again. You will be the one that remembered and bring it back to him. He will never remember it and bring it back to you. God is not that kind of God. If he forgave you, he forgave you. Now, the only way he'll remind you of it is he reminding you of what he said. He's reminding you of what you said to him. You came and asked me to forgive you. I forgave you. Now you back with this again? Forgive yourself. Let it go. It's over with. That's in your past. You headed to a future. You headed to a place you've never been before. Let's go there in good standards. Let's go there in good standing. Let me tell y'all something. I'm coming at you, Sister Jerry. God is faithful. I want you to know that today. God is faithful, Dr. Goodman, no matter what. God is faithful. Rose Brown, I don't care what you've done, what you're doing, what you're going to do. God is faithful to all of us. He's that way. He's that kind of God. I can't help myself. Oh, look at that 415. Hey, 415, God bless you this morning, Sugarfoot. Listen, remember I talked about Minister Ray earlier? I said he talked about me, those shoes with Sion. Talk about where I was going to wear them at. Somewhere on my toe or something, he said. And go on and leave it alone. I'm trying to get them shoes, brother. Go on and leave it alone. I don't be causing people to look at my fat feet. And I just love him. I just love him. I've known him a long time. I knew him before he came to the Lord. But now, and I'm talking about this man is serious. This is a real preacher. God changed him from the inside out. And his spirit, he just got to love it. Oh, I'm telling you, he just got to. A hospitality spirit, I want to say. A spirit of serving. And if you say you're doing something, he's looking for you to do that, which you said you was going to do. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Serving in the house of the Lord. Yeah, the best of his ability, giving God his all in the service. I know his sister. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ray just sent me a Facebook request. Anybody know about that? Don't ask God for something. Don't ask God for something. He'll do it. Don't fake it. God can do it. I wasn't looking for that. Here it comes. Here it comes. Now I can talk to Ray when I get ready. What you doing over there, preacher? Because that's what I call it. Hey, preacher. Preacher, yeah. Oh, I'm excited right there. Amen goes right there. All right, Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. And listen, anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. If you want to call in, feel free to call in at 619-639-4609. Again, that's 619-639-4609. Yeah, and press that number one. I'll see your light come on in the studio and bring you right in. Good morning, Sister Jerry. God bless you. How are you over there?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I am well. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
I am good over here. Blessed. Can't complain.
Yes, God.
Besides
yes,
myself.
God. Yes, God. I wasn't going to press number one until I heard that song. Thank God. Thank God. And then he was telling us, like, God done forgot it. You keep bringing it up. Side every day now. And I looked up at the sky and God said, it's not me. I don't want to talk about that no more. You want to talk about that. So I thank God that he forgives and forgets.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say we forgive people, but we keep bringing it right back up to them. Time they, you don't got back friends with them. You say, you know what happened to us? You did, blah, 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 blah. if you don't forgive me, let's just forget about this.
Thank you.
So, thank God, we must learn to forgive and forget. Okay, don't say, well, I forgive you, but I haven't forgot what you done. Well, you haven't forgave me.
So, Jerry, let me ask you this, Jerry. Yes. So when I was supposed to take you to the office and you told me we didn't really have to go, we could go on the playground, I was supposed to forget that and forgive you?
Oh, no, 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 no. You did the right thing. That was just my manipulation going on right there. You know, this is a little manipulating little thing. Ever since she was 5 years old, she was manipulating. Oh, Barbara, you can just tell the people that Miss Tillis wasn't in the office, and we can play on the playground a little bit and then go back to the room and say, we waited for her. See, this is me. I told my girlfriend yesterday, I said, you know what? I don't get too upset with my son. Because I was his teacher. He's very manipulating. Wanda, I'll take him on vacation, but all you got to do is give me this amount of money, you know, just for Emma. I got Isaiah. You ain't got Isaiah. You made Emma spend $1,500 on the Christmas vacation. She paid for the vacation for everybody. But, you know, he made it sound good. And I told Wanda, I said, Wanda, you know, I'm not trying to start nothing, but that was a manipulation tactic. Now you want to take the kids to Ohio for one day and come back. That's some of his, he want to go to Ohio. So he going to want Wanda to give him the money. Stop. Sometime I, like Al, I was the teacher of all these. I did more than help them get their diploma and pass the FCAT. Everything I did, I taught them the way.
Mm-hmm.
I taught them how to, let me set that up now. But I taught them so many things to be very good at what I taught them. Because you got to remember, for 20 years, I was showing my son right, wrong, as Al said. You tried to convert me. No, I didn't try to convert you. I'm just teaching you how to talk to people to get what you need. Yes. We don't know it, but we are children's teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I taught them everything they needed, from education to manipulation, to taking advantage of people's emotions. Because God always gave me the gift to read people. So it was like, oh, okay, I see where their weakness are. But that was, I wasn't supposed to use that gift in that manner. But God didn't take the gift from me. What he did was converted me.
Yeah, because see,
and
it was,
you was,
yeah, Jerry, a gift is just that. I give it to you and I can't take it back. But
mm-hmm.
I can help you to try to see, yeah, to use it in the right way. And that's what God does. But we must
mm-hmm.
be with it. And like you said, if you forgive, you got to forget, because that's what God does. He don't forgive
yes.
and then remember it and bring it against you. He forgive and forget. And it's
and don't sow a seed to somebody and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
When I saw a seed, I don't want nobody to know about that. I said, Bobby, you better not tell them. You make up anything. You ain't got to lie, but you ain't got to say nothing either.
Okay.
I don't want, God say, if you bless someone secretly, I'll bless you openly.
Yes.
So I don't just give now. Well, I used to just, somebody tell me rent due, I would pay it. Oh, Jerry, we ain't got no groceries. Oh, here's mine. You know, like that girl. Her son's in jail. She had $67. I ain't have but 10. I said, well, I'll give you my $10. This is all I have. Thank God Baba was with me. And Baba said, wait a minute. And I guess because of your anointing, you made her feel guilty. She gave you the $67. I was like, she was going to take my last $10? this road I'm on, I'm learning. And I told God, thank you for teaching me.
Amen.
Barbara, I really thank God for teaching me because, see, I'm genuinely have to wait on the Lord to tell me to do something. I can't be doing it no more on my own because people tell me anything. They'll tell me the sky is raining, blue rain outside. And I go, oh, but I need about $40 because the blue rain is killing my grass. Okay, well, I'm so sorry that's happening to you. Because, see, I'm genuinely want to help you. But as this journey I'm on now, since Robert's been dead, they genuinely want to take advantage of this idiot.
Well,
Jim, okay, because you're not taking from me, you're taking from God.
Okay, and we're not going to call you an idiot because God loves a cheerful giver, and he gave you the gift of giving. He gave me the gift of love, the gift of giving. He gave that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given to the wrong people because, like you said, I did not consult him. I was just giving and happy to give. They told me they needed something.
Exactly.
Ooh, I got it. Let me give it to you. And the Lord has tapped me on the shoulder.
And it might be my last, I got it.
Yes.
But I got it. And the way I look at it, the reason I had it, because God wanted me to give this to them. For such a time as this, Jerry Starr.
Mm-hmm.
You give the people your debit card and tell them, now, just go to the store and get me this. Next thing I know, my debit card is all mic'd out. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
I spent $89. But you left me
$40?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll get what I can for $40.
See, and we got to stop all of that. Consult God. Because, see, another thing, too, Jerry, is this. We got to make sure these seeds are going in the right type of soil. A soil that's fertilized, that when you give, God is going to make sure it come back to you. When you plant a seed, because, see, I stopped just giving, and I started planting seeds. And I assigned my seeds to do what I need the seeds that I'm planting to do. If I'm planting tomatoes, I want tomatoes back. If I'm planting cantaloupe, I want cantaloupe back. If I planted 30 cantaloupe seeds, that should bring me so many cantaloupes, I don't have room to fit all the cantaloupes in here. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful in our giving. Be led by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit of God in our giving. Yeah. I thank God
and
for
this
you.
This is where I'm at this year because, Barbara, I said, if God didn't tell me to do it, I'm not doing it.
All right, now.
I don't care if I got like $400 sitting over there and you can tell me that. My baby's so sick and blah, 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 and Jerry, blah, 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 blah. I didn't hear God say do nothing, so I'm not doing it. He didn't make, this was not for me. The other day, my brother had my great grand niece called me and tell me he was so sick. I was like, okay. I said, well, why didn't he call me himself? Auntie, he's too sick to call you. Okay. I went back in the room and I said, Lord, how sick is he? He say that is game.
Mm.
He wants you to feel sorry for him. Have somebody come over there, and they're going to buy some marijuana with that. Oh, okay, God, thank you. So I called her back. I said, well, I consulted God, and he told me that was nothing I could do, so I'm so sorry. I said he had other means for me to sow a seed somewhere else. I am truly sorry. And that's what I'm doing now. Because he would tell me, like I said, the sky's raining green, and Gary, I need $40 to kill up all my grass. Okay. But now I take more concern over my money. I'm wiser. I'm smarter. I'm not selfish. But if God ain't telling me to do it, I just used that same money and spent $91 at the grocery store last night. And Bob and the stuff is so high, it scared me.
Mm.
I looked at this. I said, Lord, thank you for I have the cash to spend this. $91 for 11 items. But I did buy some meat. I bought 4 packages of meat.
But, whew, this stuff is going outrageous. That's why I cut Kevin back.
Because Kevin loved that grocery, okay?
Okay. And I love Kevin eating good.
Mm-hmm. I love him eating good, too, but we're going to keep eating like that. Uh-uh.
Wait a minute, that Jerry crowd. Look, Jerry, we got one more. We got one more coming our way. Area code 415. Good morning, Brother Jermaine. God bless you. How are you?
Hey, God bless you, Sister Barbara. I just wanted to get back in touch with you. It's been a little while. Been trying to catch up in the archives, but, you know, God impressed upon my heart to give you a call this morning. You know, it's funny how the Spirit works. Every time, you know, Sister Jerry talks, it's like something I was just thinking about. Concerning giving, I think we still get to a point where we're kind of afraid to give, and we still want to hold on like we have control. But I had to pray about a friend of mine. She's involved in a ministry where they rescue people who've been pimped out and put into sex slavery and basically human traffic. And I was able to contribute to her ministry, and I didn't know how far that money was going to go, but it enabled, I think it was 6 or 7 women to go to some kind of retreat where they're going to pray and kind of get them right, you know, because only God knows what you've been through when you've been trafficked like that and been with, you know, only who knows how many people. So people like that, they need deliverance.
Yeah.
And this enables them to get what they need, spiritually, to get right. And, you know, just what we think of as a little amount could be a big amount to somebody else. But I was praying. I was like, well, how many times did I get tempted to give money to the taco truck or to Wendy's or the McDonald's or something that I don't need? So we go ahead and contribute to this ministry, people doing the work that we're not doing. And, yeah, when God takes it over, it goes very far. I didn't even understand what kind of blessing is going to be on somebody, but it's just good to trust them. If we can't trust them, just like you was testifying, we can trust them. And I don't know if you've been keeping up with some of the wacky news, but because of this war going on and all the inflation, I heard Sister Jerry talk about going to the store. Everything, everywhere has gone up. All the food seems to have doubled in some categories. And, you know, the gas, I don't even want to get on. I have to pray about that so I don't sin, because every time I go to the gas pump, you almost want to curse. Out here, it's already at about $7 a gallon, and they're talking about going close to 8 gallons out in California. Or $8 a gallon, excuse me. And it's like people are trying to make a decision on do they want to eat that day or do they need to travel to go to work. So I think those of us, the Lord, we really don't have to trust the Lord, because it's getting kind of scary out there for a lot of folks. And they can blame Russia all they want to, but this stuff was already starting way before Russia invaded Ukraine, and who knows what's going on over there. It's hard to believe the news, but, you know, we don't have to trust the Lord, and I know he's come through every single time, so I'm okay.
Okay. Well, you know, Brother Jermaine, this is where we are. Listen, and this is what I've been teaching. We must start practicing. I'm going to call it that word. We must start practicing more how to trust God. We must start practicing more faith in God. We must start burying that flesh. Stop being led by your flesh. We must start to have more patience. Because God is coming for his people. Listen. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 7 simply says this. And if I've ever given you that scripture, I need you to run back to it every day as you walking, as you working, as you talking, as you looking at TV, as you whatever you're doing, I need you to run right back to Proverbs 3:5-7, because you must trust in the Lord with all your heart, not some of it, and let your flesh have some, but trust in God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. See, because your flesh will tell you, well, if you do that, this is going to happen. You lean into your own understanding. The scripture goes on to say, acknowledge him in all your ways. Pray before you make a move. Pray before you shop. Pray before you pay your bills. Pray before you go to the meeting. Pray before you go to work, before you go to church, anywhere. Before you let your children out the house, pray. Acknowledge him in all your ways. All, A-L-L, that's a big, big word. You know how much all covers? Acknowledge him in all your ways. And here come the promise now. And he shall direct that path. He's going to show you the way to go. He's going to show you what to do. Be not wise in your own eyes. See, because your mind going to tell you this. Oh, you know what they did the last time when you done that. Now, you being wise in your own eyes. You can't think like that. That was the last time. This is a whole nother time. You got the favor of God. He's moving in a different way this time. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. God going to take it all up and fix it all. Let me tell you something. I have lived by faith forever and a day. You hear me? In 2006, I had to live by faith. They let me go on that little job. Well, when God would use me to prophesy, the manager was going to get a new truck. The business was going to grow. This, that, and the other. I was even told on the job, when these men come in and you know they need prayer or they request prayer and you don't pray for them, I'm going to fire you from management. That's what they told me. But the minute I begin to tell management, hey, you got to come out of that. You must be born again. I was born this way. Well, we all was born some kind of way, but we must be born again. And if we want the blessings of God, we need to give God something to work with. Let's don't treat him like we do everybody else. Let's don't treat God using him. I'm going to tell you, thank you. After you give me the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, I'm going to tell you, thank you. After you give me the big Bentley, the big beans, then I'm going to tell you, thank you. After I get the promotion on the job, then I'm going to tell you, thank you. But all before that, all I'm doing is asking you for stuff. I'm not thanking you, praising you, seeking your word. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not giving to nobody else. It's just me and my family. When your word says you love the cheerful giver. He said, if you would give, he would cause men to give into your bosom, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But see, we're looking at the situation. Let me tell you what I do. And my son told me the same thing yesterday. I was so shocked I didn't know what to do. I said, oh, Lord have mercy. That's my side coming out this boy. But now he got two sides now. He got his daddy's side too. I run my truck. Wherever I'm going, I go. When I get half full, sometimes I get a quarter of a tank or whatever. Not a quarter of a tank, but below half. Below full to a quarter of a tank. I go back then because it's $12. I put $12 in the tank. I got $12. I put the 12 in there. That keeps it from getting all the way down to zero, where now I got to pay $60 to fill up a little truck. I used to only spend $20 or $25 to fill it to the rim. That's what I do. If I got the money, I go where I want to go. Because I'm trusting God. I can't trust the monthly income. I can't trust what my daughter says she'll give me. I can't trust the fact that I can call my son and ask for something. No, I'm not trusting all of that. Because I may call my son and he said, Mama, I ain't got it. But if I call on Jesus, my life, he can hold it. He can take care of me. He holds the land back from the sea. He keeps the sun from the earth. He keeps the moon from the earth. The moon don't freeze us at night, and the sun don't burn us up by day. Oh, I feel like a little run gonna come in a minute here. He takes good care of his people, but we must keep our mind on him. But when we got our mind on the situations, when we got our mind on what we may be able and what we can, and I don't, look here, I know, it ain't that I don't know, I know. I know who holds my future. And I know that life is worth the living, hallelujah, because he lives. He didn't bring me this far to leave me. He said, cast my cares upon him, Louis, for he careth for me. Yeah, $8 a gallon. I saw the $7. But $8 a gallon, they're thinking about taking up two. We was at $3.90-something. Next thing I know, they done went to $4.49. I didn't say a word. I just roll right over there when I need gas and get me some gas and go on. Because he's going to make a way where I see no way. Food is expensive. I'm not shaking in my boots. Because I serve the one that if a cabbage become $25 a head, if I need 40 cabbages, he going to make a way. I'm telling you what I know. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I'm not telling you what somebody told me. If bell peppers become $45 a pepper and I need 40 bell peppers, he going to supply them. He made the heavens and the earth. He know what he's doing. And he keeps speaking this to us. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, listen to me now, seek my face, not the boss, not a raise on the job, not the paycheck, not what my husband or wife bring to the table, but seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. Even your wrong thinking is wicked. Stop it. Seek God. Let it go. Our problem is we hold on to stuff. And the just shall live, the just shall live by faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I don't know where I'm going. When I went to Kissimmee, I didn't know what to expect, really. I had an idea, but I didn't know. I let God have his way, praise me, with the bad knee. I went on up in there and got my dance on. Y'all hear what I'm talking about? You heard of Pastor Jackson, David Jackson? When I looked at them grandsons, it just made my feet get a little bit lighter. I felt like just dropping down and just shifting gears in it. Look what he blessed you with. Look at them two boys over there. They got the big things in their head. What do they call them? The dreads and all of that. But you cannot worry about that outer appearance, Barbara. It's what I put in their heart. Look at their mama. Then when I got to the daddy yesterday, look at what the daddy doing. I thank God for Thelma. God sent Thelma with me because Thelma know how to pack. I'd have had that mess all up in the front seat everywhere. And he would have been helping me to mess it all up. Thelma organized and said, no, Barbara, this can go back up, Barbara. Barbara, just get out the way. Because she was trying to do something. Thelma went on and packed it up and fixed it up. Lean not to your own understanding this morning. You need groceries, tell God. If I find out I ain't got no money for food, I'm going to lay hands in the pantry. I'm going to lay hands in the freezer. I'm going to lay hands in my refrigerator. I'm going to lay hands on my table. Every plate, spoon, fork, and cup, and knife, and pot, and pan in here, I'm laying hands on it. Because food got to come. I'm used to eating. And for years and years and years, everywhere I go, people wanted to feed me. Everywhere I go, people want me to come and let's eat. So if I don't have it in here, he going to send me out where they got it at, and guess what? It won't cost me a dime. God got ways we never dreamed of. But we got to stop leaning to our own understanding. We got to stop depending on us. Without him, you can do nothing. Why is it you got to plan? What you planning? Because what you plan is not going to be the way you think it's going to be. God got a whole nother plan for you. Yeah. I keep my tank full. I don't keep gas in the garage because I don't want nothing to blow up and get hot here. I don't keep gas around the house. The boys come with their lawnmower. They the one got to store gas and cut the grass and trim trees and all of that. I trust God. I'm trusting him right now for remodel or tear his house down and build a new one. Did y'all hear me? Right here in this spot. And then I'm going on out in the country on the farm with Louie and them over there. Yeah, and it's going to be all right. But we got to trust God. We got to believe God. Because, see, when people hear what I'm believing God for, they're looking at me like I'm crazy. Gas that high, food that high, and they're going to take things up. And then they're even talking about another run of COVID coming, another run of this virus is spread. And you talking about what you're going to do? Yeah, I'm doing it in God. And through God, I'm just the director of what I want to do. He's just going to lead and guide me how to do it. That's how I believe. I can't let this stuff get me down. I prove to God I don't believe. A lot of things we say and we do, and it's showing God, oh, they don't believe me. They say all of that, but I heard what they say, but look at what they're doing. Our lips and our heart must line up together. What I say out my mouth, it's got to come from my heart. God knows it's real. I don't want nothing to do with a form of godliness. I don't want to deny his power. He said, if I give, he will cause men to give into my bosom. Somebody said, well, Sister Barbara, you don't understand. I don't have but one chicken, and we got to eat all week. Well, it's only two of y'all, the husband and wife, the people across the street that got four kids over there. Let's loose that chicken. Go on and get that little cup of rice and that chicken on over there to them and watch what happens for you. Look at the woman with the barrel, with the little meal. Remember her? The prophet came and said, look here, go on in there and cook me that little bit of food up and let me eat that little bit. You feed the man to God. So if you give me that little bit, God going to multiply. He sent him over there. Remember he had been over there by the brook. The brook dried up. The raven stopped bringing him groceries. He said, go on down there. Some little woman waiting on you down there. Now go over there and tell her what I said. And if she obey me and give you that little cake of bread, I'm going to feed her and her son for life. They not going to die. She told the prophet, well, I was just going to go in here and make this here little whole cake. I'm from the South. I was just going to make this little whole cake of bread and split it in half. My son eat half and I eat half and we were just going to die. We was waiting to die because there ain't no more in there and I can't get no more. And if you don't eat within so many days, you're going to die anyway. So we were just waiting to die. Next month, we'd have been dead. Stomach touching our back. We so hungry. Huh? But he sent somebody. He sent the prophet. So the prophet could tell her what to do. And it was a strange thing. Who would see that like that? I'm going to give you my last whole cake of bread, and me and my son already don't have nothing. We hungry right now. We were going to eat this and die. And you tell me, don't eat it. Give it to you. But God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Just like we're peculiar people, he's a peculiar God. He's not like everybody else. Send the prophet back over to the woman. She didn't have nothing to pay her debt. Husband done died. And they coming at her son. So now she really going to die because she really ain't got nothing else that didn't even think about having stuff. He said, hey, look here, go on in there. What you got in there? I got some oil. Look here, y'all go borrow bottles. Get as many bottles as you can. Pour the oil in the bottles. The more oil she poured in these bottles, the more bottles she had, the more oil come. Anybody heard about the fish and the loaves up on the mountain, on the mount over there? He multiplied that. I can't lean to my own understanding. I got to trust God. I need too much. And in this hour, I wouldn't have it because everything is so expensive. And I'm not a rich woman. I'm not a rich woman today in the natural. I'm rich in the spirit. But then, too, guess what? I may as well say I'm rich in the natural, because my father is rich in houses and land. He's rich in groceries. He's rich in cars and trucks. He's rich in money. He's rich in everything I need. So if I'm his child, I'm rich. I just got to trust him. I just got to believe. I got to come up in my faith and in my trust in God and stop sitting around looking at the situation. All right now, Brother D, you're going to make me run through here this morning. I thank God. Ooh, that's 706. Lord, you know. Lord, you know my heart today, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is faith. I know this may not mean much to you when I see that 706, 415, when I see that 708 in different area codes. I know it don't mean much to you. You don't understand, but it means much to me when I see Frank show up on the scene. I see Frank show up on the scene. It just blessed my heart. Where Rita at? Huh? I see Rita. That blesses me. I see David. I call him my buddy, you know, Pastor Jackson. Fionn, all them numbers like that. Diane, I see you, Diane. Hallelujah, Jesus. Andrea Spinner. Y'all know that's that long-winded gal that I can't let her just get off the phone. We gonna talk about. That's what she said. Well, Sister Barbara, I'm going to go on in here. I got to cut her loose. Bye. We'll talk later. When we get on the phone and ride out. Yeah. Talk about different stuff. Yeah, Brother Lewis say, hey, Brother D. Yeah, I'm happy to see that 706 this morning. Yeah, that touched my heart. And I'm thankful unto you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you today, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. In a bit. Been after D a long time to kill him, but there's a work for him. He shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at my quiz. The baby telling me good morning, y'all. That's the cutest little boy. I love them lips. Ooh, good morning. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. And that's what we got to do. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Stop figuring it out. Yeah, in all your ways, acknowledge God. He's going to direct your path. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm messing up here now. I know how to spell sugar, y'all. All right, then. I got to spell it right. Ah, yeah. God is faithful. And I thank him. I thank him today that I know these things and I can share these things with you. Because what you're holding on to, it's not going to grow what you're holding on to it. Give, plant a seed, and let God multiply that thing back. God, Sister Barbara said, if I plant a seed unto you in your soil, in your fertilized ground, you're going to multiply it back to me. I don't know how all this is done, God. I don't really know all the details. But today I want to plant a seed unto you. And Father, I want to ask you to let this seed bring back a harvest to me. My mother's sick. Her body needs to be healed. God, my child is going through in school. I'm going to plant a seed, and Lord, I'm asking you to let these things go away from my family in the name of Jesus. I'm planting a seed because there has been a generational curse in my family. God, I want this curse broken. I want it destroyed from the root. So, Lord, I'm planting a seed. I can't tell you how much to plant. Plant what you got. Plant what you can. Lord, I make these candles. And I just make them for me and my family. But, Lord, I'm going to put them on Facebook and see how many people like them. And if they like them and they hit me in my inbox and ask me how much, I'm going to just tell them $20. Whatever I feel that it's worth, because I had to make them and I had to buy the material to make them, Lord. I ain't got enough going on to get a business license. I don't have money for all of that. But, Lord, I'm praying that this is the door that you're opening for me. Whatever it may be, use what's in your house. I use making coffee mugs. and a bunch of other things I could do. I crocheted purses in a square with a long kind of strap on them. What they call them? The strap that go across your shoulder. And you can put it, you know, across and let the purse hang on. The strap on the right side of your shoulder and the purse hanging down on the left side. Listen. Young girls loved them. How much that purse? I said, $15. Really? I said, yeah. Let me get a pink one and a crossbody. Thank you so much. You know, you better stay around here. You better stay around because I'm sure going to need you. Hallelujah. So look, whatever you got, use it. I don't care what it is. You make good biscuits. Nobody make biscuits like you. People rant and rage over your biscuits. See if they're having a church function and you can make biscuits for the church breakfast. And where you would charge $20 a dozen, tell the church, hey, I'll make these for you for $12 a dozen because it only costs you $8 to make a dozen. The woman used what was in her house. The prophet told her, get that oil. Y'all go borrow as many bottles and vessels as you can. The oil didn't stop pouring until she got to the last vessel. After that, it stopped because she didn't have no more vessels to put it in. She sold it. He told her, go sell it, pay your debt, and your sons live off the rest of it. We read that, I believe it was in 1st or 2nd Kings. God is faithful unto us if we'll be faithful unto him and stop looking in the natural at everything. If I continue to look into the natural, I wouldn't be speaking to nobody in my family. My children and I, we would really be separated. Oh, boy. I had to look to the author and finisher of my faith, which is Almighty God that have all the power. Anybody else have something they would like to say this morning? Feel free to press that number one. Yeah. I cut right in on Brother Jermaine and just kept right on rolling. I miss you, Jermaine. Here, call me Sister Barbara. I want to run this by you. Hey, Sister Barbara, I got to catch the plane. I'm finna go so and so and so. I need you to cover me in prayer. I need you to pray for me. Sister Barbara, this and this going on. First time I met him, I was so shocked, y'all. I didn't know what to do. He said, I don't always agree with everything you say. He said, but I know I'm supposed to be connected to you some kind of way. I know I'm supposed to be over here asking for prayer. I was tickled. One day, he tried to pay the show bill. Oh, he tried to pay the show bill, y'all, without me knowing. It wasn't going to work, Brother Jermaine. Because, see, I had prayed because I didn't know where the money was going to come from. And I had asked God for the money. And he used Brother Jermaine to pay the money. And he was going to try not to let me know he paid it. Now God going to let me know. He said, Sister Barbara, I tried to do it anonymously. You know, I just tried to do it and you not know. I know you did, bruh. Well, I prayed the prayer of faith that somebody come with the money because I didn't have it. And he was the one God used to pay that bill. Yeah, you remember that, Brother Jermaine? I get tickled sometimes. I done called D over there. I said, hey, look here. How much was it, Brother D? $100 or something. Might have been more. I said, Brother D, I need this amount. I got the money, but it's in my bank account, and I can't get in there because of something. And he sent me the money. He said, yeah, I do this for you. I said, thank you, sir. So he sent me the money. I got it to my account. And when I got it to my account, I sent him the money back. Yeah. You remember that, Brother D? Yeah, said, it has been some situation. Brother Lewis, I don't even want to talk about him. Ooh. My birthday come, Lewis, and check this out. I did this set for your birthday. Enjoy your birthday. He done did say, this is for you now. No, this is not the giveaway. This is for you. Yeah. And different things. And God has blessed me. I called on Mary Ann. Y'all know Mary Ann was my go-to $50 woman. I don't play with Mary Ann. I said, Sister Mary Ann, you got $50 over there. I need $50. She said, yeah, Sister Barbara, I got $50. Hold on 1 minute. Cash app it right to me. I called Spinner. I said, that's what I really call you for. I need $50. She said, yeah, I got $50. I'm finna send. I was going to send you something anyway. Sent the $50. I was talking. I think it was last week or so I was talking, and I hear the Cash App go off. And when I look over that spinner, I said, okay, spinner, there you go, girl. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, multiply this back to her 100-fold. Do it for her. Whatever it is, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I saw the blessings just rolling her way. Uh-huh. God is faithful because you're not going to give to him and he not give back to you. Yeah. And anything that he's in charge of, it's not going nowhere. It's not falling away or nothing. I've been doing this 12 years and he's been footing the bill for 12 years. It's his. Some people said when I started out, oh, well, if she's not real, she won't last long. Oh, thank you, child. Thank you, honey bunny. Sugar foot. Yeah, she won't be here long. Honey, I'm still hearing some of them gone. God is real. That's what I want you to know. He is real. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we have a few minutes left. And what I'm going to do is pray us out. And go to our last song of the morning. I hope that was Baby K I saw in there this morning. I look like I saw K Number over there. I hope that was K Number, my honey bunny. I sure thought I saw Honey Bunny Number over there this morning. Yeah. But we thank God and we're going to pray out and go to our last song of the morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, these are your people. And Father, you made them for your pleasure. You know all about them, Lord. Father, you know what they stand in the need of today. And Lord, you know the gas prices, food prices, housing, everything has gone up. But you're the great God, almighty God that have all power. You made the heavens and the earth. This morning, I bring your people before you, casting their cares upon you, for you cared for them. Father, I ask that you would open every door for them, for every need. For it's you that meet need according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Bless them going out, Lord, wherever they have to go. Bless them coming back in. Loose your protecting angels to stand watch over these your people. Keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger in the name of Jesus. Do it for their family members near and far. Do it for their friends near and far. Do it for every household, children, aunts, uncles, cousins, near and far, God. Bless this morning as only you can do. In the name of Jesus, we're depending on you. We know no other. And Father, we don't want no other. We want you today. And we want you to do it for us because if you do it, it's done. There will be no repercussions. There will be no coming back. There will be no talking about it. It is done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the bereaved families this morning, the sick, oh God. Israel and Jerusalem, our brothers and sisters overseas, everywhere. Bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. Preachers everywhere, Father, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience. Hey. Unto you and love for your people. Lord, this is the hour that we must spread the gospel more and more. Lift us up in this hour. Set us on fire for you, God. That we'll go here, there, and everywhere and talk of your wondrous works and make known your deeds among the people. Help us not to be people that always want from you, but we never give you nothing. Help us today. Help us to get on the clock, God, and work for you. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Again, this morning, bless every caller and every listener. In the name of Jesus, we ask in it all, Father. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you. April the 12th, 2022, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we're going to our last song of the morning. Have a blessed day, a blessed day. Come on, Keith.
You are an angel, let God have his way. You are an angel, and let God have his way. You are an angel, and let God have his way. You are an angel, and let God have his way. Hey, hey, hey.
You
are an angel,
and let God have his way.
Hey, I feel like I'm in church. Somebody out there going through some situations.
let the... Oh, wait a minute. End the show, please. Go back. What did I do? What did I do? End the show, please. Okay. I hope I ended it. Nope, you didn't end it. Let